Love is the fulfilling of the law, February 16. Mercy shown to thousands who love God's law, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Exodus 20, verse 6. The 10 holy precepts spoken by Christ upon Sinai's Mount were the revelation of the character of God and made known to the world the fact that he had jurisdiction over the whole human heritage. That law of 10 precepts of the greatest love that can be presented to man is the voice of God from heaven speaking to the soul in promise. This do, and thou shalt not come under the dominion and control of Satan. There is not a negative in that law, although it may appear thus. It is do and live. The Lord has given his holy commandments to be a wall of protection around his created beings. Everything that God could do, he has done to manifest his great love and mercy to you. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now rest in the assurance of the love of God. Not because we first loved him did God love us, but while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, making full and abundant provision for our redemption. Although by our disobedience we have merited God's displeasure and condemnation, yet he has not forsaken us, leaving us to grapple with the power of the enemy in our own finite strength. Heavenly angels fight our battles for us, and cooperating with them we may be victorious over the powers of evil. As we draw nigh to him by faith, he draws nigh to us, adopting us into his family and making us his sons and daughters. To those who are faithful in his service, mercy is promised, not merely to the third and fourth generation, but to thousands of generations. The tender mercies of God are unmeasured, and those who appreciate the love of Christ will be renewed in true holiness and brought into Christ, their living head. They will be followers of God as dear children.